What up, Sense8s? Holy crap, Jonas is back, bitches. What are we supposed to do with that? Questions? Theories? I want to hear all of it, because we are talking about episode 8 of season 2 of Sense8. We will see you after that opening.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. We are back here for AfterBuzz TV Sense8 After Show. I am so excited to be back, even though I will probably be completely mute by the time this episode is done. But I am your host, Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890. Just like everybody else here as Sense8s, I can't do the show alone. I've got the two most beautiful people, besides Joelle, who's also not here, but we'll get into that, on the left side of the table. Ladies first.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
Hey, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with the C-H Silverman 2 and at my website, thezachsilverman.com.
And you guys can find Joelle Monique, who is not here. She's out on assignment trying to figure out why the hell Jonas is back. And you can find her at Joelle Monique, also on blackgirlnerds.com, where you need all of the nerdy stuff from her perspective. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a lot of things that we need to talk about because
yes.
I have questions.
Oh, I was going to say real quick, if you guys are watching this live, we are live in the chat with you, and we love that you're all talking. And if you watch it later, comment down below because we still read those and love to hear your thoughts.
Please.
Yes. Yes. Okay, sorry.
Yes, lots to go on.
I'm trying to wrap my head around about a lot of things because the fact that, like, I just want... So, overall thoughts from this end of the table, like, especially what we left off on episode 7 to now.
Yes.
I think we've had a lot of moments lately where all of us on the panel can be like, we called it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I mentioned the other day, but when we learned Monk Person was a woman, I was like,
yeah,
I knew it. I knew it was a lady.
Yeah.
And then the how trustworthy people are this episode, we finally got that reveal, which was nice. So
yeah.
It's definitely still one of those, like, oh, it's so fun.
I know.
Edge of your seat.
I know.
Constantly.
And pretty much anything can go at this point, which I'm still... Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I'm so confused as Jonas, like, what his deal is. We, like, left off with that big cliffhanger at the last episode, and now we're just looking... I mean, he's there, and... Yeah, we have a lot of questions to be answered. There's a lot.
But anyway, so I want to start off with Leto, actually. Since
please.
We obviously saw what happened with him and his agent and how sad that was. But the fact of... I'm trying to remember everything in my head.
He's so impressed.
Yeah, but like, you know, the fact that... I love that they also, because Hernando and him have been together for so long, that we just kind of know...
Hernando knows his patterns.
Yeah, so the fact of, like, the ice cream. I love that, like, he came out in that, like...
The onesie was so cool. Yeah.
He's
totally wear one of those.
Cute.
I love that.
And fit, man. That fits so well.
Yeah.
It's not a frumpy onesie.
No, not like the ones, like, I have, like, a Pikachu one at home, and I've been a Harley Quinn one at home, and it's huge. So the fact that it's, like, form-fitting on his shoulders, I was like, I hate
it's
you.
A muscle shirt, long johns.
Yeah, it's, like, the most, like, the fitted long johns. Like, no. But, yes. But the fact that he eats ice cream when he's depressed. But
chocolate fudge brownie, by the way. One of my favorite Ben and Jerry's.
It's so good.
When I saw that, I was looking at it, and then he mentioned it later. I was like, yes.
Yeah, because it's the good one to me.
It's the go-to.
And the fact that, just like, I love that they're trying, but they also can't really understand where Leto's coming from. But I also like and kind of hate
that
they
don't push.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Which is nice. They kind of are, like, offering and trying, but they're not, like... being rude of like, dude, snap out of it, or like,
they're all understanding. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they're all kind of feeling the same sense in a way, but yeah.
But I also love that his because Leto is so depressed, he's kind of wandering through everybody.
Oh my god,
else
it's so funny.
World.
Nomi's reaction, and she's like,
and
Leto's here too.
And I love like,
okay,
he's like. Leto, why is he here?
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest.
That is kind of interesting that, like, in different phases, you could just randomly,
just
like...
Just wander through life, through everyone's life and be like, hey, what's up?
But I also understand because he's feeling lost, so he doesn't really... He's not,
doesn't
like,
know who
in...
to gravitate towards.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Kind of wandering.
I, like, he gravitated towards Sun, and I was just like, oh, we don't really ever see these people together.
Oh, I love this in the chat. Andrew Fedge says, can we all just admit that Leto really is all of us when we hit an off day?
Yes.
It's true.
Yes. 100%. I mean, we all have...
My pajamas and just like munching on ice cream, watching TV.
Netflix
all day.
I don't want to go outside.
No, like that's pretty much exactly what it was. So just, like, I want to bring Leto and Sun together because we clearly had them a lot the beginning. Yeah. But I love that Sun was like, I'm going to a love hotel, you know, and she looked
She's
all
like,
dressed
respect
up.
Respect my privacy. No,
Side note with Love Hotel, it is a place where it's private, no registration, so it's not a regular hotel. So it's probably the only place you can go.
It's a refugee.
And get some
privacy, yeah.
And not be bothered.
Not have to have like someone running after or anything.
Yeah. Because I kind of wonder, I'm like, is she trying to? I'm like, no, that's the place.
No, no, no.
One place you could go and nobody's going to.
And the thing is, and it's great that she didn't just like dress in like a shirt and jeans. Like she looks like she's like, you know.
I loved her dress.
Oh, yeah. She looked phenomenal.
And those underwear in the next. Like,
I saw, I was like, whoa, all right.
I was all about it. I was like,
oh, okay.
More, please.
And random side. No, I think it's still on Netflix, but there was a documentary about Love Hotels in Japan. It's super good documentary.
Yeah. It's really awesome.
Okay. It's adorable and it's cute and very informative.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
I mean, it's not just for sex, y'all.
Yeah,
just to,
there's
just
a
to
lot
put that
of other
there.
Things that, yeah.
Yeah. Just putting it out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but at least, and I didn't know much about Love Hotels in like Korea, but I knew like in Japan and a few other places, I was like, yeah, okay. But I do love that she's just like, Stop crying. Why are you here? I just want to be alone and, like, do my thing. But I also love the fact that she's just like, you're crying because, but you also, like, I understand that you're sad, but at the same time, you have someone that you love.
Yeah,
and,
she mentioned all those.
You know,
the mother that accepts you, you have a boyfriend, you have a friend who's accepting.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have nobody. Parents are dead.
My brother wants to kill me,
and I have to kill him if I don't. Like, it was very heartbreaking.
Yeah, I love that she brought it into perspective.
It's more when Lito's like, maybe that's why I'm here, so you can cry.
I thought was awesome.
It was going to happen. I was like waiting for it, but I was like, nah, maybe.
That was a powerful moment when like Vito wasn't there behind her, and she was just kind of like, it was almost like she was laying lifeless, holding that, what are those dolls called?
Yeah, just a little cat.
Yeah, I felt so sad for her.
Yeah, but I also love that she was able to just kind of like relax for once.
She's been kind of tense about it.
Yeah, but also speaking of that, we'll throw back into that. We learn a little bit more about Sun's brother, who apparently we thought that shindig was off. Apparently it's back on because there's way too much money in it.
Yeah.
So didn't have much of Nomi Neets through. We had them sprinkled out through the episode, but
with Bug.
I love that. Bug was so
His
great.
Faces are just
I love
that
he's like making faces
and then,
into
and
the camera.
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny like. You saw his face in the camera, but then the shot next shot was looking at him, look at the camera, making the weird face. It was just it's a funny thing to look at to see like the perspective of it.
Wait, side note, totally random, but I was like, oh, finally time where I noticed something of a blooper, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
When they're all comforting Lito on the couch, this is maybe a little bit later. Daniela has these adorable bangs and updo.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe I noticed because I'm like, damn, I love her hair.
Right?
Reverse shot, when it's later, she is all completely pulled back.
Thank you.
And then it comes back, and I'm like...
What?
Because she's gorgeous, don't get me wrong. But she actually looks kind of bad when it's pulled back tight.
I agree.
So I was like, ooh. And then it goes back again. So I was like,
I did not notice that.
That might have been just like the only close-up shot they had that was clean.
Yeah,
and they're like,
that's what I was thinking.
Forget it.
They're like, yeah, just fine.
No one will notice except for Carrie Lane and Alexis.
Yes.
So I don't know. Did you guys notice that? I just want to know if you guys pick up those. I always love picking up those little, like...
Just tiny little.
I mean, same thing with Bug. Technically, he was just opening his eyes in the phone, but when you look back, it looks like he's, like,
he's
jumping
just doing
his
like
to
this
the side,
thing.
And I was like,
was
now you're going too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it back. But yeah, so the fact that they're going to try to get Sun, they can't have her just walk in.
Right.
No. Nope.
Is it weird? I know I don't want her to do it, but is it weird that I want her to change her appearance, like, change her hair, wear a wig, something?
Somebody said something in the chat, which you're a little early, and I think there will be a wig.
I hope so, because I need it. Hey, also, just to throw it up there, we are only talking about the episode that we're talking about today.
That's
episode 8.
Only
we are only
eight.
Doing... I know that it's terrible and that everybody else has already seen all the episodes after this, but just try to keep the chat and us hosts spoiler-free. That is including Joelle, since she's not here. She's probably already seen the episode, but still try to keep it to just episode 8 for today.
Please,
as soon as the episode is over... Here, you can totally go to town because we'll all probably see it before. But try at least until next week to keep spoilers away for the rest of the season, because I've already been spoiled for a future episode.
Hmm.
I know vaguely something for later too.
Yeah, so
I'm
just,
like, damn.
I know it's hard. I know we are trying because I want to hit that play next episode button. But just
self-control.
help us out, man. And everybody in the chat who's been really nice about making sure that no one sees spoilers, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
So then they decided that because she can't go through the front door, we're gonna have her go as staff.
Yes.
But she asked, can you bartend? This is my favorite
Lito
moment.
Can you tend bar? That was awesome.
This is my favorite Leto moment of all time. She's like, no. And they're like, ah, shit. And then all of a sudden, just in the freaking background, Leto's just making a margarita.
He's flair bartending.
Flair bartending in a banana. And he, like, studied for 6 months for some movie he was doing his role. Yeah. And then that was kind of cool.
Uncontrollable sobbing in the corner after. Like, because I had the captions up, so it was just like, uncontrollable sobbing. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Leto. But I like that, you know, now we have that. I mean, it's very interesting with Sense8s because sometimes you never know if you're going to need something. So, and like, what
if
no one can...
Yeah, it's all intertwining, how they all help each other. It's always...
perfect cluster. I mean, like, from every... Like, having Kala as a pharmacist,
super helpful, especially in this episode.
And you have, out of six, you got three of them that are fighters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
all different styles of fighting, too. Exactly. Which is really good, because we got to see Wolf, and he, like, knows... He knew how to get into the safe in the beginning of the episode, and Will was like, oh, how did you even know how to do that? So it's just like,
so it works out well. You find out what your levels are, what you can do.
I just think it would be crazy if, let's say, everyone was just like... I mean, that would be very
interesting. They were all the same?
Not the same, but like...
But similar
in that aspect. Yeah. Like, not another podcast, but we did a game because at work we try to make our own Sense8s from, like, celebrities and stuff and, like, try to get different ones. But we did a randomizer, and we had all of them that were, like... I think all the occupations we got were all accountants in one cluster. And we're like, that's unfortunate. But you never know, because their personalities could be different. You could have an accountant who is a martial artist, or an accountant who is a bull rider. I don't know. You never know. So, but I just found that very interesting, that if no one knew how to tend bar, what would you do in the situation?
Yeah.
Fake it, I guess. Fake
quickly
it till you make
learn it.
I guess so, yeah. Try and memorize some cocktails.
Go watch some Coyote Ugly.
Hey, that's how I learned it. Yeah. So it was very interesting to see that. I'm sad we didn't get to go further into that planning. I'm assuming that will probably happen next episode, but I was like on the edge of my seat to like find out what was going to happen next. Speaking actually of Kala, dealing with Rajan after, well,
that
obviously... I mean, we'll get to that, because obviously we've been noticing that Rajan's like true character has been slowly coming out per episode, and so he came in, I believe, it was this episode.
Yeah, he came in with the bloody nose.
With the quote-unquote bloody nose. I didn't believe it either.
Leto's just sitting there, he's lying.
Yeah.
That was weird. He came in and he didn't even want to... He just was, like, in such a rush. He didn't even... We have no idea what happened to him.
Do we think that he was actually, like, not mugged, but, like, beat up on the street because of something that, like, because of his father?
I think he only just got punched once, because if you were mugged, I mean, I feel like he would have, like, more bruises or something, or holding his eye, or just, like, more in a daze. But he was just... He had this bloody nose, like, he got in this big argument. I don't know what happened, to be honest.
I don't know either. I just know it's definitely...
Something is going
down.
He's
not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
probably connected to his dad.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to assume.
But now, do you think it's in... Because he said he wants to get out, right? The episode before, and he's trying to do good by Kala. Do you think it's him, like, defending, like, trying to get out? Or is he just meeting... what's the right words I'm trying to say? Just meeting, like... I don't know the word I'm trying to say. You're just meaning resistance, I guess.
I'm just intrigued to see specifically what comes out of the woodworks, especially because now Kala is dealing with the fact of dealing with this love triangle, because I love that Will, you know, which we'll get more into when we get to his section, but the fact that he's obviously going through withdrawal and he feels the need because he's at a roadblock.
Was so
that was
sweet.
Yeah, and she like almost picked up on it. It was really nice
how she knew
right away, and she's like, "Oh, I have to go help him," and just like went into the doctor mode and just like
and
checking everything.
Conversation, but then realized that
she was really like, "I need the help here, though. What can you do for me? Like, help me out."
And I felt like I loved it because Will kind of had those like wide eyes of like, "I don't really know how to help you."
Yeah.
She's kind of at a loss for words. You're just still talking.
Yeah.
Which, side note, which was later when she's with Wolfie and like in the distance, damn that underwear set.
Can we talk? Anytime she's wearing her negligees, I'm like, where do you buy them? Where can I have one? I need one, please.
Because she doesn't get as naked as the rest of the group, but
she does
has
not, but
the best.
Very,
the only person who gets naked
stuff
in this entire show is freaking Leela. I'm getting tired of seeing her body. Just kidding. I actually want to see it all the time.
She's got a great butt.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was a joke.
Chat's a little mixed feelings on how we're supposed to feel about Rajan, and I'm like... That phone call, she's like, I don't know.
Oh, man, that was a super serious phone call.
I said season one. Yeah. If anyone who's been with me since season one after show, I was like, Rajan rubs me the wrong way. No pun intended there. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Like, just period. I feel like he's always been kind of this, like, mysterious character. Mm-hmm. You don't know anything mm-hmm. about him. And I'm just like, I don't know anything about you. You're evil. It's something.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I believe it.
I mean, also, I'm one of those people that, like, as because I watched a lot of cartoons growing up, you know this, that anytime when a character only wears dark colors...
But he wasn't wearing dark. He was wearing a bright pink shirt.
Not this time. I'm just
wearing dark colors a lot.
But like, just like with the whole Jonas thing, that's why I mentioned last week. I was like, Jonas is evil because he wears like he's wearing a dark red.
Oh, yeah,
interesting.
But like, go for it.
Amalgamon, sorry if I say it wrong. On the chat says, I like the Will Kala talk. That's one of the least seen one-on-one interactions. Yeah, they don't have a lot.
Yeah, they really don't get together too
Will
often.
Don't get time.
No, she was mostly there to help him.
And this is true.
With the heroin.
Love and Ila says Sun is in her underwear a lot. Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She is. But
her underwear is not quite so stylish.
No, it's very
practical. The ones that she was just wearing. The ones that she was just wearing.
At the Love Hotel, damn.
Yeah.
With Lito's bar when she walks away with that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm
she
like,
walked. I was like, that's unexpected.
Oh,
me, please.
Yes.
Speaking of undies, we have a sponsor today, which is Me Undies.
Me Undies.
Actually, yes. Me Undies. They are simply the softest, most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. Once you try them, you won't want to wear anything else unless you're naked or in your swimsuit. For every other second of your life, there's Me Undies. So try Me Undies today. Go get the Celebrate pattern before they're all gone at MeUndies.com/buzz. You'll save 20% off your first pair. And if you don't love your first pair of Me Undies, they are free. Yep, you could get them for free. That's how confident they are about their product. So get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/buzz right now. That's MeUndies.com/buzz. MeUndies.com/buzz.
Who doesn't love free and who doesn't love discounted?
I know, right?
And I like, if you haven't seen the designs from MeUndies,
they're pretty
cool. Freaking sweet.
And soft.
Yeah, no, I want my own pair. I'll using that code later. But yeah, it was... I really loved, especially because I was assuming where he was walking in that alleyway for Wolfie, all the graffiti mm-hmm. with the right lighting and Kala in that alleyway. I was like, oh,
damn,
yeah,
so good.
It's like just that right amount of sexy. Of,
yeah,
like
it was just like hanging off her shoulders
and the booty short thing. Oh.
I wanted it.
And she's like, where are you going? What's going on?
Yeah,
she's
but concerned though. But yeah. I love that because. I mean, we'll get to Wolfie because I'm going to end on him, but, like, I love that it led her to get up out of bed, walk down the stairs, and I'm like, Rajan, if you're trying to be, like...
He was going at it.
Yeah. I was like...
I don't like his excuses. They're horrible. Oh, it was some old client from America, and the one before is like, oh, I was clumsy. I hit, you know, walked into something. I don't... trust
Liar.
Him. You're right. Like, you can't trust him.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm just very intrigued to see how this is gonna work out because I feel like Rajan either A is not gonna last like expectancy wise or just he's just gonna leave. I have no idea. But the rate that he's going, I don't think he's gonna survive this season. Just saying.
Really?
I've always called it though. I'm always like, I want him to die. Okay. But like that's also really terrible to say.
Yeah.
Because he's not. On the surface, he doesn't seem like a bad person, but
no,
like,
seems very
but
nice on the surface.
Clearly, there's something deep within, you know, just like the fact that even that giant clue from episodes ago, where he was like, "This is what I did. I didn't really play outside. I worked." I was like,
"Oh yeah, he kind of grew up in all the mists of evil, and
which
bad
it can,
doing stuff.
It can tend to change a person, especially so. I don't know. I feel bad, but anyway, so." Riley and Will, you know, like I said, we had, you know, Jonas alive. We got to see Whisper's kind of leave. We also got to see inside Whisper's home life.
Yes.
Yeah, with his daughter
How
and his wife.
Feel?
And his... I don't give a fuck about him.
Yeah. I don't care at all.
Get it, girl.
Question for you guys. That weird scene where we saw Whisper's arguing with his wife and his daughter was there and she's like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
There was all other whispering in the background of... It was almost like, were we hearing... Because we had Will... I guess splicing
Riley
memories
was
kind of
there too.
And Riley was kind of there. Were we hearing Whisper's thoughts before he said them and that's what it was? Or was somebody else saying something to Whisper's almost controlling him because we learned about the person who controls Whispers. What's his name?
Yeah,
the chairman.
Because chairman let Jonas out and the fact that he's like kind of on a leash even though I totally think he's controlling Jonas even though he says that he's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't trust Jonas
at
all.
Not at all. Like especially when everyone's like, I'm really confused. I was like, no, he's evil. Just get it through your head. Get it just God. But yeah, I feel like Whispers is losing. I think he's losing control.
Yes.
That's why he can't focus on one thing.
Okay.
I think that's a good theory on that, because he does seem a little all over the place and like.
Keeps taking those beta blockers and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like also he always talks about how much he loves, like, his little girl and this and this and this. I mean, I don't know if that was just something that he was just portraying.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. There was no love. In,
no. And that's what I'm saying.
Especially how he was just like,
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. Like, yeah. I was like, whoa.
Oh, we can say that, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, we can.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It, we go by the rating of the show.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
That was very... I was like, whoa.
Okay, Andrew in the chat says, I think Whispers hasn't had an enemy as observant or as capable as Will in a while, and he slipped into his operational security.
And that's what Jonas said also. He said, your cluster is the closest, is the only cluster it's gotten this far.
Okay, wait.
Oh,
and was Jonas name. Physically true. There? He wasn't.
He was not.
There.
No, we were arguing about this last time.
He was in like some penthouse. I was like,
yeah, because then they did that. Okay, that's what I thought.
And then he took the beta blockers, and then he was gone. And
I don't
then
like that. I really don't.
Wolfie
like
said
that.
Asked if he was still there, and he's like, no, yeah,
because they don't see him. That only Will and Nomi can see him because they've seen him in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Copy that. Yes. That's what I thought. And then
that's
I was like,
where it kind of gets confusing. I know. Yeah,
I'm just not a fan, man.
Well, it's like the trying to remember what you saw, and you're like, wait, what is?
Yeah, well, yeah, especially because from different seasons. There's a lot, so, and it just, I don't know, and, with Riley, too, because she's with Diego, and I love that, like, he's kind of just like, okay, ghost cop, like, I love that he's, like, kind of with it, but at the same time.
He's, like, talking to somebody over here when he's, like, really right over here,
like,
I think it was great,
care.
I don't care where he is,
he's
but,
like,
yeah.
He's like, I don't give a crap, like, I just, you know, I just want him to know,
yeah.
And I was just like, this is nice.
And then we still had the bromance going on, though,
because
it was so nice to see, like, how they, like, Will was just still calling things that he was going to say, and I think it was vice versa, Diego did the same
adorable.
Thing, it's just like, aww.
Yeah, I really like that, and I loved... Oh, go for it.
Yes.
Marvin Richardson says, it could be Whispers is hearing his old cluster echoes.
Oh, wow. That's a good
like
one.
Which
thank you.
Which makes sense
because
he's starting to kind of go down.
Yeah. That just gave me the chills.
I like that theory.
Who said that?
Marvin Richardson.
Get it. Like, I'm I like that much.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Sorry. Andrew, some of you guys are spot on today.
Yeah,
love
seriously,
it.
Right down there.
Yeah, Will and Nomi have to relay everything Jonas says to the rest of the cluster. It's the worst game of telephone ever.
I also liked when they were all together and Neets was sitting on the chair and they kept reappearing around her.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that was
part
so
of
cool.
The like, so cool.
Nomi walked
and then
this episode had a ton of editing like this. The
and
last scene.
For this.
The last scene.
We'll
I won't even get to it, but wow.
Yes. We'll
this episode, yeah, I applaud. The editing of it. Of
they get creative.
So many, like,
yeah,
they get really creative and beautiful. And it's not like, all right, let's go left to right, right to left. It gets random, too.
Yes,
and
even, like, in the alleyway, too, when walking up.
Yeah, and the V and stuff and how they all
so
get into a line.
You know? I think because it's episode 8 for Sense8, I felt like they really needed to amp it up for this one,
look at
I'm
that.
Totally fine with. So I feel like Whispers is kind of losing it a little bit, and we're going to see how that works out, to be honest.
Let's clarify. It's editing and camera work.
Yes,
correct. Because the fact that the way that...
Of how they shot it and the actors, of everything involved,
it's
just like...
Especially because if you watch the behind the scenes from season one of them just like popping up randomly, it's so great. I mean, I know that they're probably using a little bit more special effects for
certain
stuff.
There's some really good stuff.
There's
for
a documentary.
Season two right now that had... I got to see the... double cluster pop
up. Yeah. Oh,
and that
so
moment,
cool.
They showed it on the behind the scenes,
how they
did that and like the punch where they get punched.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
So
if you can.
And the headbutt?
That was great. If you look it up, you'll find it anywhere on the internet. I think it's on the Sense8 YouTube channel right now, but like it's really good. So actually, we can talk about Wolfgang. Okay.
Yeah.
Leela is getting on my nerves, obviously, and we'll get to more of her, but I want to talk
about... Well, we get more of her intention. We finally understand what she is about, which is I was so lost, confused about it, and, like, now I get it. Like, so there's all the kings there.
Yes.
And she does not like to be controlled by...
No.
And they're just normal.
And not by sapiens.
Yeah, they're just sapiens.
No.
But I don't understand. She... wants to rule with Wolfie? Like, she takes me as a person who wants to be the sole king.
No, I think she wanted Wolfie to be the king. Period.
She wants Wolfie to be king because he's Sensorian and kill all the other sapiens and kick them all out. Are you just going to kick everyone out of that city?
Or
kill them all? Because that's a big city. That's like getting rid of, like...
But if you think about it, though, if you can get enough manpower, you could do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you and eight people is... Kind of, or,
one. But
you
yeah,
and
yeah.
seven is yeah, essentially a thing, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would have, I mean, I understand where she's coming from, especially because they've been on the run for so long.
Yeah.
I can totally see them being like, I'm tired of Sapiens. I want to be in our own world. But I'm also like, that's also not how the world works.
Sebastian is a Sapien. Her boyfriend or whatever the guy is,
Fuchs.
Sebastian Fox or whatever his name is, Fuchs. Yeah. he's a Sapien, right? And I
correct.
Guess okay.
Yes.
But
yeah.
does he know about?
I don't think so.
When they're in the sauna room. Oh yeah, no, he's so clueless.
Okay, so
okay.
I thought
he did kind of have an inkling because he mentioned you two are alike.
No, I thought he just noticed that they were
okay.
doing
they
sexy eyes okay. at each other.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, and like again, Leela is so good at manipulating people that it's
man.
Just like that phone call. So I couldn't watch the scene because I had to Netflix on my PS4 wasn't working, so I had to watch it at work. So clearly, I had to minimize my window during the sauna scene because again, Leela's just walking around with her beautiful body. Out and I was like, nope, can't do that. So I was listening to it, but it was very interesting listening to the conversation and not being able to see what was happening because
okay.
I was just like, all the suspense. But also, before we get more into that, I want to talk about Felix just a smidge. Does anybody feel a little? It's his friend.
Yes.
He looks a little paranoid, right? Like
no
I'm
shit.
Not crazy.
Paranoid. Yeah, I mean, he was a little paranoid in the episode of
before
two
that.
Episodes
he's getting
before
really
that.
Jumpy.
Yeah,
and you're like, Felix,
I think he's just
breathe.
So I don't know. So my question is, do you think that he's going to do something crazy, or you think that he's just going to something's going to happen to him?
I don't think anything's going to happen to him. He got shot in the first season.
Just,
I don't think anything.
I
really don't think he's going to.
I don't trust this show.
He's
yeah?
like, if
yeah.
you look at it like Animal
like it's Game
Pack,
of Thrones,
you know.
I mean, true.
If
but
you look
yes.
at like an Animal Pack, Wolfie is Felix's dominant male.
Alpha
that he,
male.
He's
yeah.
like,
yes.
I understand when you are doing what we do normally,
mm-hmm.
and things have changed. And Felix is like, I don't have order and structure.
Yeah,
freaking out.
I think
really
he's just. I think he's just that dog that finally got what he always wanted. He doesn't know what to do with it anymore.
That too.
With it.
Oh, you know what? I have to stop and talk.
Yeah.
To stop talking about Wolfie for a second. We forgot to talk about Cap.
Yeah.
Cappius. I didn't write him up there.
Oh, okay.
So we know that he's obviously working with the political group to get his campaign up. I really love his graffiti.
That's so cool.
Yes.
How it keeps getting big. Yeah.
Courage.
More courage. Yeah. More
Which
people are getting into it.
Which ties into the previous episodes where they talked about courage.
Yeah. I really love that. I think that it's really, really awesome to see that. I love that he wants to change, you know, for the better. But we also, you know, and we find out that... Mandiba, I hope
Mandiba,
I said that,
that's I think
that's correct.
His name, yeah.
Is afraid of Van Damme, hence why he's putting out all those, like, propaganda videos. And it's very interesting to see because it's like, people know who Van Damme is. They understand what the type of guy that he is.
Yeah.
So I think it's very interesting that it's like, oh, his
He's
his
a thug
text.
Or something.
He's
all
that
yeah.
commercial was so stupid.
Wow,
so
cheesy.
I saw him drive on the on a sidewalk once before. Like,
he
come
didn't
on.
Care.
Yeah.
Like, really? I hope everyone else sees through these
really?
Stupid commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
It was dumb. And I love that he was like, okay, this is what politics
this
is.
This is war.
Yes.
Politics is war.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No, a couple people point out, like, well, Felix did get shot last season and almost
so
died.
Maybe
so maybe
that's why he's jumping. All right. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just worried about
it. I'm worried about it, too. I feel he's a little too jumpy right now that he can do something bad out of, like, freaking out.
Yeah, and that's what
he's getting reckless. He's getting careless because he, like, he didn't headbutt that guy. During the soccer game,
fight.
He did something, which is...
Just because.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, he went from working in a key shop to owning a club. That's
like
a huge jump into, like, adjust to getting everything you want to, like, working so hard just to talk to a girl or something.
Especially
I'm
the
sure
fact
he doesn't,
that he, like, sat there... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
But the fact that he, like, jumped into, like, we should just leave it. Just leave all of it and just go back. I was like, whoa, buddy. Like,
it was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get to see him last episode, right?
Not much.
Not much.
Good point. Love and Isla says, I wasn't on board with him running for office. Back to Cappius. Wasn't on board with him running for office at first, but then they sold me with the graffiti.
It's just
but
so awesome.
But that's kind of how Cappius is feeling, too.
Yeah.
He kind of goes, all right, if people believe in me that way, sure.
Yeah,
but let's
he never
talk,
thought people would believe in him.
Let's talk about our mystery man. Well, he's not really a mystery man, but our mystery man in leather who woke him up, Cappius. When he was in his boxers.
Oh, the gun.
Wasn't he in season one?
He was. I don't remember him either.
He was
my
the guy that got in a fight with...
Yeah,
he was the fight with
Cat and everybody.
Yeah.
No. I knew who he was. I just called him the mystery man because I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
It says on my captions it says superpower, but I was like, I don't think that's his name. I don't know why that's there. But
okay.
Yeah, so if anybody remembers in the chat, please put it in there. It's just escaping me right now. I was trying to look it up earlier, but
yeah.
But the fact that he talks about that he is, you know. he obviously wasn't going to kill him. It was more like a warning, which I love that he said Bossman doesn't warn, he just does,
yeah.
But I like, you know, I would vote for you if you survive.
Yeah.
I like that.
He said, really, why cool. Are you still here? Why are you not doing anything? So, I mean, Cassius was very good about, okay, let's get to the point. What do you want?
Yeah.
And he wasn't like,
and he's like, you should work for me.
Yeah.
I was like,
Bossman pays better.
Yeah. I was like, that was ballsy.
Andrew in the chat says Superpower was the name of his gang.
Thank you. Because I was like, that can't be his actual name.
No.
There has to be another thing, and I felt like I was missing something, so thank you. Mm. Oh, God. So, I'm really glad that we got that out of the way. But I love that he said that he has his vote if he lives. Like, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But I'm also very intrigued, because that's also, he just walked in and was just like, hey.
He's a random
Yeah, that's
cool
a little
dude,
scary to just, like, just walk in his back door and, you know.
But he didn't have
what
to
What happened
do
to
that?
The security guard, though? Like, what does he
right?
just,
okay,
I'm sorry,
about
we
that?
Just
he
had
was,
that scene.
He was walking. Like, walking with security detail, and then they wandered off, and I was like,
Yeah, when he's walking
anybody?
With his friend, it's like, where's security? Where'd they go?
Like, we just hired security for you, here you go, and two different scenes, there's
later.
No security around. Like, it's setting up for something, I don't know, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, I felt like that security
like he's
guard
getting...
got paid off or something, and he's like, oh, I'm done now. That's what I thought of, because, I mean, like, who just disappears like that?
Maybe.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
He probably got paid off by Boss Man, and he's just gonna leave him open. Or maybe the, you know, the superpower group just came by and was just like, just leave him for a couple days. I'm gonna find him, and I want to talk to him. Maybe he'll come back. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I just felt like it was too much of a quinky dink for him to just the security detail just left. Unless it was just like that much of a continuity like error that you're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was weird. But yeah, sorry. I wanted to jump back into Wolfie. So we get to the beautiful. That restaurant looked awesome. I wanted to get there.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about the beer because it was open when
Me
he was pouring. I was like,
yeah, I was like, poison.
I didn't see him open it.
Yeah, I was really worried.
100% with you on that one.
Yeah, but yeah, they had their talk, and of course she was talking about the city, and he was just like, no, no,
this is
I don't
my
do
city.
That. And this is my city, and
they
these
don't
my people.
Be ruled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Which I was like, good for you. And of course she was just like, we're done. But I loved how, like, again, with just the ripping of the, you know, the pants opening, I was like,
God,
getting to it.
Her, like, lingerie stuff underneath has been fascinating.
Very...
Yeah, like, I'm like, I feel like she's one of those people who says, like, rip off, like, pants. Just like, let's do this. Like, what's happening? How much do you pay for these Velcro pants?
He was like, let's take this somewhere more private. That was the one time he actually wanted to, like, go into what she was going for. I was like, it's about time, Wolfie. Like, I was getting blue balls from all the episodes. Like, jeez,
I mean,
man.
Because I'm tired.
Come on.
I'm tired of the teasing. Like, if you're going to do it,
yeah,
do it.
Just
if you're not,
do it already.
Done, just,
God.
Like,
like, he has a straddle him, and he's like, this is good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then we had, I don't know our Asian fellow's name. The guy with the
I don't
shades.
Think he has
a
name.
We
haven't gotten any names
I just call him Shades is what I call him.
Sure.
He's not
cool.
Shades from Luke Cage, but just that's just what I call him.
He's not trustworthy.
She's never said his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I think it's very interesting that he's just like, I told you this was a waste of time. And
always.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but see, that's weird because she's like.
Oh, but how he kissed him, too.
Right? I was like.
All
right. Yeah. I was like, where's the popcorn at? Here we go. I was all about it. But yeah, I mean, but she did mention that he thought that he was cute as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, where's the evidence? I thought. But the fact that it just, you know, it went from 1 to 11
real
very
quick.
Quickly.
Yeah. Well, she knew it wasn't going to happen. She's like,
and I'm done.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, no more niceties.
No more convincing you. Yeah.
That was ridiculous. But then pretty much he, I love how, like, everybody, again, with the editing and the placement, everybody came up through their clusters and then she's like, bring it, bitch, and just throws that thing. I was like, oh, my God.
Kala
so
was
good.
So jealous this episode. It was
well,
awesome. I know.
So
of course
good.
She knew.
And
of course.
I love that every, again.
She's
I
but
like,
it was
I
great
knew
seeing
it.
That from
Don't
her,
trust
though.
Her.
Well, I think she needs to get it out,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Yes. She's so pent up. And, like,
I'm tired of it. But, like, I love that she, that also at
the
same
Kala
time.
Gets
the
best line,
how, I know. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to use that for everything. But I also love that when, before the dinner happened, that Wolfie was going in and out of everybody's. Not cognitive,
they tend to
but, you
do,
know what I mean?
Yeah, they tend to
the
do
what?
That every episode. Like,
you know, like
one character gets to, like, pop into every person's life,
world,
I guess,
yeah.
world or something, and everyone gets on
Her
the
head.
Same page
yeah,
together
okay.
all at once.
Because, you know, like, when people were noticing that Wolfie, would, like, they were turning, they were going, Wolfgang, you
yeah,
know,
they're just
like,
walking.
He was just walking, not saying anything, and
oh,
people
yes,
were just
yes,
like,
yes.
I'll handle this or whatever.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I want to get to the point of Nomi and what she did.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, they were getting ready to go out, you know? And she was like, oh, I can't wear
she
heels, I'm clumsy.
She looks so cute.
So good.
I want that dress.
Right?
It's
and then,
so good.
And I love how, like, as soon as, like, immediately they're, you know,
heels.
She's kissing meats and, like, you know... It's just, ugh.
It was a little stupid, though.
But I loved it, though. I didn't mind it.
You're knocked unconscious?
I mean,
because she hit her head pretty hard. I don't know.
You've seen their apartment. It has clutter in there. She could have hit her head on, like, a table.
Right on that statue. Right. Yeah, oh, just, like, man. Can you imagine if she hit her head on that thing?
Yeah, she could have.
True. She could have. Like, it just, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Clearly, it was one of those moments of, I thought something happened to her in, like, a worst way, but clearly it was just her just, like, not paying attention, and she fell and hit her head.
Side note, too, a lot of the chat is excited of, like, one scene, the other cluster was fascinating.
Yeah, because I want to know more about this cluster.
Yeah, it's the and first time we're seeing another whole cluster. Well,
you know,
not
how
first time,
Kala
but,
is,
yeah, but like, you know,
yeah, like, in a live one.
Yeah, and how Kala's kind of the baby of the group, and they're all kind of like, fuck you. Oh, no, not Kala. Leela, of, like, the other cluster's like, Leela, you're fucking this
no,
up.
No, like, seriously, like, you're like, you're done fucked up. Move.
Get out of here.
Let us do it.
Yeah, it was really cool, and, I mean, even though we Nomi was out of it, for the beginning portion of that. I also, you brought up before the show started how Neats got to see Riley for the first time.
Yeah.
Super adorable.
That was really cute.
And I just, but yeah, that fight scene was crazy. I felt bad because I couldn't tell who was a civilian and who was a bodyguard, who was
there
a
was only three people, I thought, that were hired, right? Was there other? I thought I only caught three people with guns.
And
I
couldn't remember. Yay for the whole team going, Wolfgang's in trouble. You think he's going to ask for help?
Nope. We got
to do something.
Yeah, especially because Kala was pacing back and forth, so she was like, we got to do something. But that entire fight scene all over the restaurant, and then they both ran out of bullets, and of course we had our line, which I was like, and roll credits, we're done.
I
wish I had one more bullet.
Like, maybe.
No.
And then her thing after of like, oh no, he attacked me. I was like, fucking
because she's
bitch.
A manipulative
she's
bitch.
She's the only one in there though. Like, I didn't like that.
Right?
I feel like the cops would have walked in and been like, security footage or
also,
something.
Yeah, she took,
there's
she
guns
took off
and
her
stuff.
Jacket.
Yeah, just everything.
It's,
all yeah.
She's bleeding. Like it sadly
it worked
enough,
out
as
in
much
her favor.
As a female, I'm like, don't use your beautiful body to get what you want. But at the same time, you're a villainous.
Yeah.
I get it.
And then how everyone knows it's a trap, but they're like, we gotta get in on it.
Yeah, you gotta help Wolfie. And pretty much that's where the episode ended, and we're just kind of like, so is now Wolfie on the run now? Does it matter?
I
feel like he's done worse
of,
things, and he's gotten away with it, but this is
I don't know.
Different.
Yeah, this is the restaurant got really shot up. There's a lot of
people
that saw him in it,
the
too.
Phones.
That was really cool.
Yeah,
with Mug, and they're
that was awesome.
Well, here, we'll
Wolfie
just figure
killed
out.
At least
we'll just,
five guys.
We'll ping all the phones, and everyone's phone, and then you're like,
yep.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
It's all of them.
But no, it looks like Marvin said there was five guys.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense.
That's
what I said.
Okay.
I think there was
They knew of three, I think, and they said, but there could have been
more.
They couldn't figure it. Yeah, so that's why they pinged it, and that's...
Correct.
Yeah, so that
Thank
is great.
You. Awesome,
so
guys.
Good. Wait,
That was
Marvin
who said
Robinson.
That. Yeah.
But yeah, I just, I don't know, man. But yeah, they were trying to look through the reservations to figure out who was there.
It was so good.
But I think even one of the bartenders was the guy behind the bar pulled out the shotgun, and so
it was crazy. It was absolutely bananas. But I wanted more fight scenes like that. Hopefully, we'll get more in the future because we're only on episode 8.
So cool.
We have so much more to go, but it's fine because I love all these episodes. But I was
episode 8 for Sense8.
but yeah. So overall, what like the episode was awesome. You think it will only go up from here? What are we feeling right now? I guess we can go into predictions, actually, because we're already here.
Sure, why not?
And now,
I love that.
You're after Buzz
something, something, Cass was like, when all the phones went, I was like, fuck.
Yes, 100% felt the same thing.
I was like, well, shit.
And Wolfie, too, he's like,
okay, let's do this.
No, I'm with that, yes.
But yeah, so what does anybody have predictions for episode 9? Only episode 9, by the way.
Not really.
It's so hard to make predictions.
Yeah, because there's so many characters. I mean, who we didn't get Wolfie last week, so we got a lot of him this week.
A lot of them.
Who didn't we get a lot of this week? So we'll maybe get
Nomi and Neats.
So maybe we'll get Nomi and Neats. Yeah. Maybe we'll get Sun or something.
Maybe I want Leto to progress.
Yeah, I really want him to leave Mexico. Is what I want. I need him to go somewhere else. Like
where? What was it? Barcelona?
We said Brazil.
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 That
would
be awesome.
Nice.
Start a new career. Do something.
I forgot to bring that up. I like that when we had, I totally missed this part when he was watching his favorite
movie. The
movie,
yeah.
And how they kind of, I couldn't tell what Hernando and Daniela were trying to do. I couldn't tell if they were just talking or if they were trying to, like, get him to open up. Like, it was weird.
I thought it was a mix of being secretive and thinking he can hear you.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's right there.
Yeah, I was like, it's not, you know, like,
he just told you to shut up. He just wants to watch the movie.
Yeah, but you know, like, in TV shows, we're like, I need to talk to you. And they go, like, 2 feet, like, 2 steps.
And they can't hear you.
And they're like, I can't hear anything that's happening. Mm-hmm. So, like, it really, one, it bothered me that he just threw out a Blu-ray out the window. I was like, you know how, those are $30, buddy. Those are expensive.
I thought he was going to snap it, actually.
Yeah.
Ugh. Which, don't do that. They, like, explode.
No, they, like, yeah.
I worked at a video store, and someone actually did that in front of me.
Fry's Electronics, man. Don't do that crap. Just, if you don't want
it, travel everywhere.
Go to give it to Goodwill.
That could be
but I love that, like, that's where we find out where Lita wanted to become an actor. Also, maybe because he thought that he was cute.
Disney Magic 92 said Lila's Japanese cluster member is... I'm gonna hold on my take.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
And someone goes, "How do you know that?"
Like, is that a spoiler? No,
is that
I'm assuming
it's
probably
in
the
credits.
IMDb or
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I'm sure they all have.
Thank you.
I hope that Alito goes somewhere else. I actually wanted Sun, and not that Sun would think of it this way, but I'm hoping Nomi would be like, "So Alito, we need you so much to do this bartending thing. It will be an amazing opportunity."
Oh, yeah,
I thought it was just understood. Wasn't it just kind of understood?
No,
like, isn't that what's going to happen?
He wasn't into it.
He wasn't excited.
He was just like,
he was upset because he talked about.
Later, when they're like, okay, you can do the bartending thing.
Yeah.
Now they need to fan that flame to fluff his ego.
You should do this. I get it.
You
okay,
are
going to
save
yeah.
the day for all of us.
Gotcha.
And he totally is going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
He
needs something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Small victories, guys.
That's what I think will happen. What else? Kala and her and
Rajan.
She does need to figure out what she's doing there because it's not
quite
working.
Getting,
it's not.
She
I mean,
needs to figure out the
feeling,
wolfy thing.
He's going to do something not really bad or something's going to happen to the both of them where she's going to be like, I can't believe you. I mean, she already had that moment.
Like, she'll leave him?
But, like, yeah.
I would love to see that.
Or Rajan
might
die.
I
don't know.
I don't think he's going to die. I would love to see
That's
her leave him,
want.
Though. That would be awesome.
I wonder if
I'll
leave him. Well, because I forget how they said it, but I was talking to someone about it. They were saying she doesn't have the moral fluidity or flexibility to be with both guys.
No, she can't. That's why she's
so
losing,
like,
her mind.
Because some people, like,
they could separate the lines and be like, put this in a box, this in a box.
Compartmentalize.
And, yes.
But her,
she
can't do that.
No,
especially because he has no idea what she's even going through.
And I love that she even brought that up. She was like, maybe I should tell him. And then Will's like, do you want to tell him because you want to tell him, or you want to tell him because you're in love with someone
else?
And she's like, all right, well, you need to do this,
we're
and
done.
This is why
yeah.
we're done. Okay, goodbye. but no, but I wanted to bring up before we end the episode of how Alito said this isn't a career, it's my dream.
Yeah,
I just want to end that, and how that if anybody who was going into a career, especially if you're like coming to LA to become an actor or whatever, just know that, you know, even though the money could be there, try to find something that will obviously inspire you to do more.
Yeah.
Just, I liked that moral. I thought that was really, really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm worried about our sensates a little bit.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's getting dangerous.
It's getting dangerous. Especially
and not everyone can, not, we're all in different countries, so it's like there's only so much they could really
do. I want
them
to get together. I want all of them to get to one spot.
Which is
so
crazy
because
it's like, it's split in half. A lot of people are like, we want them to keep separate so that we see all the different locations and learn all the different culture, but we're also, a lot of people are like, let's just come together.
Can,
at some point, they need
out.
To all like meet a central spot.
Something. Yeah. I just want a Skype call. Can we just get a
yes,
Skype call?
So that people, because some people, that'd be great.
I mean, they obviously know what they all look like.
But their respective partners and everyone else don't all know.
Yeah, they have
know.
No idea. So
they're
just going to giant Google Hangout.
Awesome.
That would be great.
I thought he was, I thought Lita was going to tell Hernando. And then I was like, no.
No, it's not.
Still
it's
not, yeah.
I don't think Lita will ever feel comfortable telling about the voices in his head.
That's
right
true.
Now.
Yeah.
He had a hard enough time coming out, so I think telling
yeah.
about
so
voices.
So I feel like with Kala and Lito, I think are the two people that are going to have a hard time culturally wise to tell them. I'm kind of crazy.
Would Caffius tell?
Cap, no.
I don't think Cap has time.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's kind of the problem.
Yeah.
That he's like,
it's a little busy.
Do you think his friend knows? I don't think his friend even knows.
I think his friend, like, suspects.
No, he did. He told his friend that there's
a woman.
Oh,
that's right. That there's, he told about Sun.
Yes.
So he
kind of knows.
So everybody knows except for Felix doesn't know.
No.
Yeah.
and Kala and Leto. Those are the three people out of our entire cluster that don't know what the hell's going on, which is fine. I mean, I don't think Riley's dad knows. I just know that he knows that there's something going on, but that's about it. But it's very... But Amanito's pretty much the only person who knows like fully what the hell's going on and Bug. Yeah. It's just... It's insane.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to be talking about episode 9 next week. Again, put your predictions down in the downstairs if you're watching this later, or put it in the live chat.
No cheating if you've already seen the episode.
Please, yes, yeah. Obviously, you know, you don't
have
to
do that. Which you
probably
have.
But there are some people I know who are watching with us episode by episode, and I really appreciate your self-control, because it's awesome. But all these awesome people, we love having you guys here, whether it's live or a little bit later. You know, tell us everything that you guys want to do, or, you know, that you guys think that would be awesome for the next few episodes to come. But where can these awesome people find you, Zach?
You can find me on social media at Zach with a CH, Silverman2, and at thezachsilverman.com.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And then you can also find me on Sundays for Wynonna Earp Season 2. Mm. So good. Awesome lady on the panel as well. Jeez. And similar vibe. If you like this show, you probably like that one as well.
Yep.
And Box Office Breakdown Sunday nights, where we talk about what movies came out over the weekend. American Gods ended. Go watch that episode. We had Bilquist in the house, if you watch that show. She's awesome in real life as well, which nobody should be surprised with that. And Handmaid's Tale just finished, so you can catch up on that if you didn't get to see it.
And again, you guys can find our other sensei, Joelle Monique. You can find her all over the internet at Joelle Monique or blackgirlnerds.com. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890. I'm also doing Wynonna Earp with this lovely lady here. I'm doing Attack on Titan. The finale is tonight. If you love it, let's talk about it. We also have Robots in Disguise on Tuesdays, and I also am on the Popcorn Talk Network for Jedi Alliance on Sundays at 7 p.m. So, guys, again, guys and gals and non-binary pals, we will see you guys next week for episode 9.
Bye-bye,
y'all.
Bye. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.